We continue this weekend's Motherlode Views with District 8 Senator Andreas Borges. He is the new senator representing the Motherlode in the session that will begin this coming Monday. Senator Borges, next thing I want to ask you about are water issues, something that this region watches very closely. There was a recent action by the State Water Resources Control Board, which I'm sure you're aware of, that calls for more pulse flows out that will impact reservoirs like New Melones, Stanislaus River, Merced River, Tuolumne River as well. I'd like to kind of hear your reaction to that, because this definitely has something that has the county's attention and local leaders are very concerned about.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, and it's probably heard here as well, is that whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
That's famous Mark Twain quote.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. As I mentioned in the first segment, I spent a good amount of time researching and learning the complexities of water law when I was clerking at the federal court level, and it's terribly complicated. But one thing that has shown itself to be very clear in our neck of the woods, especially, is the sentiment toward the water board. Whether you're a farmer in the Fresno, or whether you're involved in cattle or wine, everyone has very strong opinions on how the water board has taken biological opinions and made interpretations that have been, frankly, frustrating to our way of life. And that is something that I believe is my responsibility, is to advocate for our communities, whether you're in the valley or in the foothills and the mountains, is that we need a strong advocate in Sacramento. And part of that advocacy is understanding how the water board functions. It is a five-member board that has virtual autonomy on water-related issues. And only about a week and a half ago, Governor-elect Newsom came to town and had an opportunity to chat with him in great detail on some of the issues that are important to the Valley. And one of the frustrations that even he expressed was, as an incoming governor and also the existing Governor Brown, asked the Water Board to hold tight on making some decisions until Governor-elect Newsom could assume office and better understand some of the issues that they were confronting. Well, it appeared to be a professional courtesy that was requested and was essentially denied by the Water Board on whether or not they should take action and or wait another few weeks for the governor to get his feet wet. But the folks that I've spoken to regarding their concerns of the Water Board is the dominance of environmental interests is something that can't be overlooked. And I know my predecessor, Senator Tom Berryhill, and his predecessor, Senator Dave Cogdill, they fought very hard for a ballot initiative that went forward that would allow for water storage to be created through a bond measure. Well, it turns out that even though money was set aside for that type of investment, that the biological opinions that were relied upon by the Water Board did not think that there was a sufficient community impact for water storage. And that kind of just, that bewilders us, how we can't access funding that the voters approved to support water storage in our areas by virtue of this Water Board philosophical orientation. So I think these are major challenges that we have, is trying to get more folks on the Water Board educated on our way of life. And to date, we've not had a lot of success.
So as a senator, do you plan to advocate for more water storage across the state?
Absolutely. I think it's essential. And it's not just water infrastructure, it's water deliverables, it's groundwater restoration, it's the entire package, because without water, the valley production declines. And we've already seen through the groundwater management storage policies that have come from Sacramento that they are limiting the extraction rates of water for long-term sustainability. But if you're going to do that, we have to make certain that we are planning for the future, and that's not what's been done in the past. We've been relying on infrastructure that is, oftentimes 50 years old. So we're reaping the benefits of investments our grandparents made in our community, But if you look at what our grandchildren are going to be inheriting, it is infrastructure deficit. So I think these are major challenges that that we have, and a lot of them run through the water board. And I have a proposal that I think is worth considering, is how do we increase the representation that we have on the water board to represent the interest that we have in the foothills and the mountains and in the valley floor. And so I'm working on a proposal, and I'm hoping to have a conversation with the governor in the coming months on some ideas.
You mentioned you had a chance to speak to Governor-elect Newsom. As a Republican, are you optimistic at this point that he's going to understand the issues of the region?
You know, I came into this campaign with eyes wide open. I know that Republicans are in a super minority status in Sacramento, but equally important is appreciating that reality, but also understanding that Democrats are not monolithic in Sacramento. They have factions, and I think with Republicans, we have to work harder but also smarter, and making certain that we build coalitions and build relationships with folks. Sometimes we're going to disagree fundamentally on policy and philosophy, but we need to find that common ground and work with folks that we are, you know, philosophically of different opinions. But at the end of the day, the folks in Senate District 8, from Death Valley to Sacramento, Tuolumne, Calaveras, Amador, Mariposa, Stanislaus, you name it, they want to know that their senator or their assembly member is working hard every day to try to be pragmatic and get results. And that, I think, is a healthy approach to have as one goes into Sacramento, is be action-oriented, get results. And that's what I think we're going to bring to the table.
I'd like to ask, too, your observations on the economy. California, of course, is a huge state with different areas, with different things going. You know, are there things that for our region of the state that can be done at a statewide level to try to help the local economy?
Well, I think Senate District 8, as we mentioned earlier, includes all or portions of 11 counties. And not all interests are the same. Down south, they're going to look upon an issue one way. In the center and up north, they may look upon it differently. So I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all within the Senate district. So I think we're going to have to regionalize the issues of importance. So, for example, Tuolumne and in Calaveras and in Amador, Mariposa may have a set of issues that I'm going to have to be sensitive to and advocate on behalf of that might not be high on the priority compared to folks in the southern portions of the district. But that is the alchemy of representation. You have to make certain that you don't take a one-size-fits-all approach to this job, that you have to advocate for issues that maybe are only paramount in the mountain and foothill communities.
Getting, as we look ahead to this next session, do you have any, I know it's early on, but are there certain bills that you've identified that you're going to push for or introduce?
We are in the research stage right now of finding out exactly what should be our priorities and how it's best to pursue them. We know that working on fire management issues is terribly important, so that's going to be up there. Also, the idea of medical education is going to be key. Water, as we discussed at length, those three, as well as, you know, vocational education, those are in the top of the demands of the community. And by the way, these aren't my passion projects. These are the projects that are really dictated by the circumstances of our community. And I think a good representative is going to be listening to the needs of a given area, in a given region, in a given district, and pick up the mantle and advocate for what is needed in that area of the state.
Kind of a related comment. You talked about things that you're passionate about and going to be pushing for. Have you heard about things that are going to be proposed at the state level that you're really concerned about and would kind of throw up and say, let's not do that?
Well, I think I think from what I've learned so far, there are so many alarming proposals that get floated around Sacramento. Many of them just completely banana crackers, in my opinion. But we've heard that there was discussion about taxing text messages. I think that has been sidelined recently, but that was gaining momentum there for a bit. Sanctuary states. policies, I think, is ultimately bad policy that we as a state need to work cooperatively with our federal authorities and make certain that the folks in law enforcement are not unfairly categorized as those that are involved in immigration-related issues. You know, I've spoken at length with many sheriffs in our community, and they've been very clear. They're not interested in immigration status of folks. They're interested in public safety. And I think that is important that the new governor, as he comes in, and the new legislature, as it comes in, it try to regain a sense of balance and perspective that the Republic of California is getting a really bad rap, going its own way on virtually most of these issues, when instead we should be forging relationships and working cooperatively with the federal authorities and with Washington to get things accomplished. Otherwise, I think it's just good old-fashioned baloney PR that folks are putting out there in the media to get attention and send political social agenda messages for a wider audience, not even located in our neighborhood.
And we need to take one more break. We are talking with the new state senator for District 8, which covers the Motherlode, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Senator Andreas Borges. We're talking ahead of the new legislative session that gets underway this coming Monday in Sacramento, talking about a number of hot topics that will be up for discussion in Sacramento. Our final segment of Motherlode Views is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.